Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Health insurance made easy through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is now Thursday and it's the 27th of March, 2025, would you believe? The weather is decent. The Dáil is not so much. Excellent show in store for you this morning. So do your thing on the messages. The WhatsApp, North and South, 087 032 32 32. And we're on the email as well, oliver@rte.ie. Doesn't springtime at the moment just smell gorgeous? It's just lovely at the moment. You know, that's based only on walking around Dublin and mooching around, looking over walls into gardens and so on. And the smell of the hyacinths in particular. They're the ones, aren't they? They're making all the nice smells and shrubs budding and things spring to life. Cherry blossoms are out. Dry, lovely weather over here. Very little wind. Just hold on to it if you can, because we really, really need it at the moment, because the air is full of tariff talk and no confidence motions here. And people in the Dáil are quoting the lyrics to Wrecking Ball. The mood is a bit downbeat. And so it's no wonder then that the European Union is urging every household to stock a 3-day crisis survival kit. That's the thing to cheer you up of a Thursday morning. Get your crisis survival kit together, and includes various things. National plan has been drawn up actually for real in many European countries, which are modelled on the Nordic models. They're always ready for a crisis in the Nordics, basically very downbeat people in their beautiful countries and their perfect cheekbones and skin and teeth. A survival manual has been sent to all French people this summer, the London Times reports. Belgium has a website with a printable list for household crisis packs. Basically all the Europeans are getting ready. It's a very European list as well, recommending that what you need to get through the first 72 hours of an apocalyptic style attack, cyber attack, war, insert, whatever disaster you're expecting at this stage. You need the water, of course, Wasser, non-perishable food, medicines, a battery-powered radio. Well, yes, we'd recommend that one indeed. A torch. Men love torches, particularly. Cash. Thought it's the end times. Board games, identity documents, a first aid kit, a Swiss Army knife, clothing and toiletries. Very good. None of that would work over here, of course. And that's why the team of this programme put together the Irish Survival Kit. How to get through the first 72 hours of the end times? Well, tea bags would be number one, absolutely central, even if you have to chew them on the last day of existence. The brand of your choice, of course. We wouldn't endorse one either way here, depending which part of the country you're in. Water, of course, needs to be up there. But the Irish version, that would be a hot water bottle. Yeah, need that, absolutely. The actual fluids, minerals. Water. Minerals have it all. Ideally, the flat 7-Up, which is well known for its medicinal properties. Don't ask the World Health Organization. Just take the Irish mammy for her word. And speaking of water, you're going to need the small Virgin Mary shaped bottle of holy water. Holy water, absolutely important. In fact, you need a lot of spiritual aids to get through these 72 hours, whether that's the Sacred Heart picture, which you can light up yourself to keep the little thing flickering, the Padre Pio relic that is now on its third generation of ownership, a lock of Daniel O'Donnell's hair, whatever you hold precious in the world, basically. Then, of course, you're going to need your Bible, whether that's the actual Bible. It could be the Farmer's Journal, so that you can keep the rural men occupied with a curse, the price of beef, even though it's through the roof. The Dunbelievables VHS tape, essential for those 72 hours. An Ireland's Own and your local newspaper of choice, Meath Chronicle, Donegal Democrat, so you can sneer at the bad photographs of whoever turned 40 to 80 that are pictured in the centrefold. Crisps, of course. Crisps are very important, followed by more crisps and crinkle cut crisps. That's very, very essential. 72 hours of survival. The tub of Sudocream, don't check the best before date. That's only you don't mind that at all. No, it's not the proper one unless the label's nearly half worn off. Of course, the iodine tablets. We have to represent the government message here in RTC. Those iodine tablets, get them out the back of the bathroom cabinet since Joe Jacob sent them there in 2000 and something. And look into the messy drawer in the house. Go through sellotape, novelty sellotape, bit of gift wrap, some indeterminate batteries of whether they're flat or not, various receipts. Just take the whole messy drawer with you, pull it out, Bring that with you. But don't forget the change of underwear. You know your mammy, your auntie is always warned that if you're ever knocked down, if there's something ever happened, God forbid that they cut open your clothes and find that you're not in a clean pair of underwear. Oh my God. Even this emergency bunker, essential. You'll need two sets of biscuits now. Firstly, the normal informal biscuits, bourbons, Marietta, whatever. That's for you and the household. Then you need the good biscuits. These are the formal wear biscuits in case someone you see calls around to the bunker in the Armageddon. They will be Kimberly, Mikado, things like that. So, you know, hello, Mary, tell me how the apocalypse is going in your prepper shelter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And make sure you bring the half a Christmas cake that's been in the house since 1996. That doesn't go off. It does not go off. Don't mind what the young person in the house is saying about it. That's in the tin, in the shelf, the top shelf in the press, which is hard to reach to beside all the greaseproof paper. Now, don't get it confused with the sewing kit that's also in the same quality street tin from the same era. Just bring the sewing kit with you as well. You're going to need that. And of course, after the 72 hours are up, you're going to need a sing song. So you need a traditional musical instrument in the house. And failing that, a pair of spoons. That's what you're going to need. If there's anything we forgot, by the way, from the National Emergency Kit for Ireland, the text is open as well at 51551. So we'll be all ready. We'll be ready for anything then after that. Must try and stick with as much good news as possible here. They have finally found one thing that Ireland is cheaper for in the world. Can you believe it? Now, sadly, it's not of any use to really anybody except for a handful of companies. It is cheaper to make television programmes in Ireland, according to the Americans. The American actor Rob Lowe has called out California's low film industry incentives, said it's cheaper to bring 100 people to Ireland. And this is an episode of a podcast that he did with the Adam Scott, who is the star of Severance at the moment and various things. So Rob Lowe was talking about his game show called The Floor, which is made in Dublin. And he said it's cheaper to bring them here. There are no tax credits in America and so on. And he's not even talking about the union, trade unions, he says. It's just the tax, the economics of it all. And basically saying Ireland is cheaper. And Scott is also talking about how dear it is to make things in LA, and wondered if various things would be made. Well, we'll let Rob Lowe describe what he's talking about here. Where is it there?
Why do I shoot my game show, the American game show, The Floor in Ireland? It's like,
do you really?
I do. It's cheaper to bring 100 American people to Ireland than to walk across the lot at Fox.
Right.
Past the sound stages and do it there.
Crazy. There's nothing shoots in Los Angeles.
Nothing.
Nothing. Just too expensive to shoot here.
There are no tax credits. So all those other places are offering 40%.
Yeah.
40%.
Oh, yeah.
And then on top of that, there's other stuff that they do. It's criminal what the California and LA have let happen. It's criminal.
Oh, geez, they're very welcome now to come here, that's for sure. Parks and Rec is the thing that Adam Scott was in, and he's saying if they were making that now, they'd be shooting it in Europe as well. It wouldn't be made in America because it's just too expensive. So that's wild. He also said, by the way, another hit show, Don't Forget the Lyrics, is returning to Limerick for filming next month in this podcast. And MovieExtras.ie is advertised for paid audience members earlier this year. A Bigger Stage is the Irish company that's made a lot of this happen. They're making all those shows for Fox in Ireland, in Limerick and in Dublin, and creating employment here. In some cases, they fly audiences. Sometimes they fly audiences in, and it's cheaper to do that than make it over there. Extraordinary. Keeping the good news going, perhaps, Dancing on Ice, the ITV show, will be rested in 2026 with no plans for another series. Terrible news for some, but you always have Dancing with the Stars here, so you'll have plenty of dancing on television. Most of the series was fronted by Philip Schofield and poor Holly Willoughby, and Schofield was replaced by Stephen Mulhern for the past 2 years. One wonders why at that stage. Everything he touches seems to be crumbling to dust, doesn't it? Definitely good news here. Nearly 100% of people in Ireland survive at least 5 years after being diagnosed with non-melanoma skin cancer, which is the most common form of the disease. Melanoma is the more serious type of skin cancer, as we know. Survival rates have improved massively in the last few years. It's one of the good news stories, health outcomes in Ireland, one of the few. Survival rates up to 92% now. So 9 out of 10 patients survive at least 5 years, which is the 5 years being the marker for being clear of cancer. This is from the National Cancer Registry of Ireland. Good news, it says, for skin cancer patients in the country, because more than 11,000 people are diagnosed with skin cancer every year. It's the most common cancer in the country. And 9 in 10 cases are non-melanoma. That's the one, like basal cell carcinoma I was telling you about here last year as well. So that's good. Now, there is a little bit of bad news. The report warns the incidence rate for melanoma in women is continuing to rise. Which is worrying. Now, men are more likely to die from skin cancer than women. 1.6 times more likely, it says, and 2.3 times more likely to die from non-melanoma skin cancer. There are various ones there. The messages are coming in for the National Survival Kit to get through those first 72 hours of the end times. You forgot bread. Oh, yeah, well, you get the slice, man. Inside the cover of this hot water bottle, you could smuggle extra slices of bread in there. Water will be an absolute necessity in the event of a cataclysmic thing happening. Sure, what else can you put in your powers? No, yeah, we left that out because it's the air of the morning. Yes, don't forget toilet rolls, of course. Oh, no, dock leaves, of course. But you have to, your dock leaves would be very, very important. Maybe some seeds to grow dock leaves in your bunkers are very important. Do you remember the bees from the east? I do, 2018. The only thing Irish people need is bread. Slice pan in particular. Someone says, don't forget the wine bottle opener. Oops, says this person. Oh, I think they mean, yeah, that'd be for digging, wouldn't it? Yeah, for digging. Yeah. Glance over that. Add the Child of Prague, says Mary. Oh, then you mean it to all the other statues. A relic of choice, Child of Prague and the Lady of the Rock, as would be parts of Dublin as well. This story is incredible, and it is a good story. Alexander Hildebrandt is in the news in Germany because she has given birth to her 10th child. And she's very well known in Berlin public life, according to Derek Scally in the Irish Times, because she's the owner and manager of Checkpoint Charlie Museum. If you've ever been there, you definitely would have been by Checkpoint Charlie. And obviously the point of the Berlin Wall and so on, where the escape attempts were made and so on. So why is she in the news? She's in the news because she's given birth to her 10th child at the age of 66. Needless to say, the director of obstetrics in the Berlin University Clinic where she gave birth, Dr. Wolfgang Heinrich, says she's the oldest pregnant woman I have ever cared for. The woman herself is doing very well, perfectly healthy child. His name is Philippe. Had the child by cesarean section, an uncomplicated pregnancy. And she says, the woman herself, it's a private matter how she became pregnant, but she insisted in another interview that she became pregnant through natural means. She says, I eat very healthily, swim regularly for an hour, run for 2 hours, don't drink and smoke, have never ever used contraception. And herself and her husband, as a former politician, bought a new house and every child would have its own room. 10 children, their own room. And it's nice when everyone sits around the big table in the dining room. 66 years of age, she gave birth to her first child in 1977. That child would be nearly 50. That is unbelievable. And finally, someone's made a wax statue in a wax museum that looks like the person. And I'm looking at a picture of Kylian Mbappe smiling. And you honestly cannot tell the two apart. It's in the Irish Daily Mirror this morning, just over the story of our friend from yesterday, Kevin Penrose. Ireland's openly gay and still playing GA footballer, urging other sports people to come out, which is the happy news story as well. We're not going to such a happy place this morning. Because it's to do with the manosphere and toxic masculinity and so on. But it will be interesting to people. It's off the back, of course, of adolescence, which is ringing alarm bells for everyone who probably should know by now. But a hard turn from the good news. Yesterday, there was a man who used properties across rural Ireland as brothels. He was jailed for 9 years. He's a 54-year-old Brazilian man, and he pleaded guilty to 19 sample counts, including false instruments. He induced landlords to rent properties from them. They had no idea that there was brothel keeping going on in the properties they rented to this man, and he ended up with €800,000 in proceeds of crime across multiple bank accounts. Which means that this was a busy business. His brothel business went extraordinarily well. But the location of the brothels is kind of extraordinary. These are rented properties. Again, landlords did not know they were being used as brothels. They were in very rural towns in Ireland. Longford Town, Kildare Town, Ballyconnell in County Cavan, Enniscorthy in County Wexford, Ballymahon in Longford, Ballyhadreen in Roscommon, Carrig-on-Shannon, County Leitrim, Tullow, County Carlow. There were two brothels in Roscommon Town, and this is in periods between 2018 and 2023. And the investigation by the guards, fair play to them, came because two women came forward and identified with allegations of trafficking. Obviously, trafficking keeps these brothels going. I think that's extraordinary, and it was an insight into a world we don't know much about, thankfully, says you. But anyway, back to business. Dora Blairin, we should call it these days. There's a lot of songs been quoted. They're quoting songs as each other. Cry Me a River was one with Mary Lou doing the eye roll. Cry Me a River, Micheál. And this one certainly made across the house. You're driving a wrecking ball through the place. You're the wrecking ball, Micheál. You're the wrecking ball.